This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Today on CityCast Portland, it's all of our top picks for the month in food, entertainment, and everything in between. Joining me on the show are our very own producers, John Attariani and Julia Fiaioni. It's Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Claudia Meza, and this is what Portland's talking about. Happy May, everyone. Welcome to the show. Julia, John, pleasure. As always.
Hey.
Hey, happy to be here.
So if you're new to the show, our monthly guides are something we started doing to feel a bit more connected to our city. It's so easy to get stuck in a routine and forget about all the cool things happening around you. Hopefully after you listen to today's show, you walk away with some new ideas for how to have the best May. That is like my guarantee, by the way. After the show, you will have the best May. Email me if you don't.
Yeah, and if you're new to CityCast in general, welcome. Thanks for being here. We put out podcasts and newsletters 5 days a week talking about everything that is important to be a citizen of Portland. We talk about heavy news stuff, and we talk about stuff that's really fun, too. So whether you're interested in keeping up with current events or just getting some new ideas of places to eat or hang out with your friends, that's what we're all about here. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well said, John. Well, before we get into our tips for May, Julia, I know you wanted to chime in with some news.
Yeah, so I want to talk about something really cool CityCast Portland listener Elliot Franz is doing to celebrate the totally real holiday 503 day. But I think he'll do a better job of explaining it, so I'm going to play a voice message he left us talking all about it.
503 Zine is a photo project that offers a peek into the daily life within the 503 area code. My aim is to showcase the stunning landscapes, fun activities, and the spirit of our community. It's really about capturing a slice of life here and celebrating what makes our area unique. Participating in the 503 Zine is really simple. You just snap a photo at 5:03 a.m. or p.m. on May 3rd, and once you got that shot, send it over to 503zine@gmail.com, 503zine@gmail.com. Everyone who submits a photo will receive a PDF copy of the completed zine.
So if you're interested in celebrating with the CityCast Portland team, we're releasing our official rules on how to celebrate 503 Day this Thursday, May 2nd, on the show.
I believe we call that 503 Day Eve. Sorry, you said May 2nd, and that's confusing to some.
AKA 502 Day, a lesser holiday.
503 Day Eve. May 2nd. Oh, sorry, continue. I just don't want to confuse our listeners.
Thank you. That was really essential in all of this. But we've compiled the best ideas from listeners, notable Portlanders, and our favorite regular guests.
Yeah, like even Mayor Wheeler is going to be on it. I mean, if you're listening to this and then he's not on it, know that he broke all of our hearts because he said he was going to be on it.
So he should be on there. But make sure to tune in.
It's going to be so much fun. And I just also want to walk back a little. Official rules, you know, we're Portland. I feel like somebody bristled at that. Let's say suggestions.
Yes. Suggested guidelines.
All right. Well, let's move on to our guide. So we usually start with a big ticket item, which is what event are you looking forward to checking out this month? John, you want to start us off?
Yeah, you know, it's May, the sun is shining, the flowers are blooming. I think that it is the greatest time to go to Wilhelm's Portland Memorial Funeral Home Mausoleum and Crematory.
What? So,
okay. Have you heard about this?
Oh, this is goth
it
May.
Opened in 1901 as the Portland Crematorium. It is the first and oldest crematorium west of the Mississippi River. It's been around for over 100 years. There's like 97,000 people, 97,000 souls, according to the Oregonian, who are in there. It's 8 stories tall. It has over 5 miles of hallways. And there's like stained glass and Italian sculptures, but it's almost always totally private, right? Mm-hmm. So it's in Selwood. It's overlooking Oaks Bottom. But you can't get in 364 days a year if you don't like know somebody who's buried there. Mm-hmm. But on Memorial Day, it opens to the public. And you can go and take a tour of this crazy giant building. You need to get an appointment, so you need to, like, reach out to them. But you can go down to see this, like, crazy, ornate, wild Portland tomb.
Cool. Oh. I will say I am regretting a little you going first, but this is really... This is when we find out John is a secret goth. Look, okay, John, actually, I've been there. I was like, you know, I used to do like film and TV production, and we shot, there was a scene shot there. And
Really?
Yeah, and I gotta say, you guys, it's actually really cool. Like, it feels like you're not in Portland. There's these little spaces where you could look outside, like outdoors, and there's just like, and nature seeping in. It's a really interesting building. I don't know. I actually think it's kind of amazing in there, and you should definitely check it. I just like stepped on you, John.
No, I had a feeling that like, all right, here comes the spring. Let's go to the funeral home. But no, really,
I really like it, that,
it's amazing. It's so cool in there.
And
it's like
really
nothing
cool.
else you're ever going to see in Portland. It is like a once in a lifetime opportunity to check out this building.
Cool. Well, once a year, lifetime.
If your lifetime is 1 year.
Oh my God. Well, John, thank you. That was unexpected. Julia, what about you?
So totally different vibe switch here, okay. But I'm hoping to check out a comedy show at the Siren Theater on Mississippi. Mm. And the one I'm looking at right now is called Ricky Winters, a Jerry Springer parody show by James Hartenfield, which I've never seen this comedian before, but it's on May 23rd at 7 p.m. And I think it's just some of the quotes from the marketing that have caught my eye. So one being, quote, if Jerry Springer fought Eric Andre and it just turned into one guy, and quote, this isn't your grandma's little grandma program. So that was enough for me to be interested to go and check it out. But have either of you been to the Siren Theater before?
I haven't.
No. I have.
Mm-mm. Okay. What was your experience like?
It's really cute. It's very small and intimate in a good way. It's a wonderful place to go see a comedy show for sure.
Oh, it's on Mississippi? I didn't even know this existed. It's like 2 doors down from Mississippi Studios.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually walked past it and it caught my eye. But you're right, Claudia, it is really small. So if you are hoping to check this one out, I would get the tickets ahead of time. I think that goes without saying for all of their events this month.
Awesome. I love the theater.
So cultured, Claudia Mesa.
You know what's so funny is that I actually don't. But I'm forced to go. I always have a good time. And it's like, you know, when you're a kid and you don't want to take a bath, you know, it's like that. And then you're like, oh, this is wonderful. Okay, my event that I'm checking out this month, has a surprise to everyone listening, every regular listener, but the 15th annual St. John's Bazaar is happening May 11th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's so much fun. John, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, do I ever? Yes.
Yes. And if you haven't been, it's worth the trip up here. They shut down the portion of Lombard where our main business district lives. So there are vendors set up everywhere, a beer garden, food, and a really, really well-curated live music stage.
Oh.
And yeah. And this year, which I've actually played with my band like a bajillion years ago, it's awesome. This year, they have Team Dresh headlining.
Yeah.
And they also brought up No Age from LA, which makes me feel like it's 2005
all over
again. Yeah, No Age, dude. No.
I saw them in a warehouse in Baltimore.
I know. Like, I just feel like all millennials.
2009. Yeah.
Yeah, all millennial punks are like, what? yeah. There's also Growing Pains, Cannibal Ox, Megalith. What I love about the bands they get is that it's like all over the map, genre-wise.
Cannibal Ox is playing too?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, dude. It's awesome. Anyhow, but I think that one of the most special parts of the whole day is that there is a parade at noon that is the cutest thing you'll ever see. It's all parade.
Yeah,
John, I'm going to let you take this, but hold on. Yeah. It's all volunteer run, and it's been happening since 1962, you guys. So, John, pitch it.
Okay, so where I live is actually the staging ground for the St. John's Parade. So, like, all of the floats that are going to be in the parade are on my block that morning. Mm. And it's gotten to a point where there's, like, a roofing company that often is, like, positioned in front of my house. And they have, like, four-wheelers and stuff. And there's always a bunch of little kids, like, coloring in chalk on my front porch steps before they go and do their whole parade. But it is just, like, the most delightful small town little civic parade. And you can go out there and just watch, you know,
your neighbors,
underappreciated local officials and high school marching bands and, like, roofing companies just do a parade down Lombard.
It's cool.
My favorite. My sister and I had talked at one point about trying to do, like, a fried chicken stand in my front yard for all the parade goers.
Oh,
so maybe we'll get going on that this year.
You would
maybe
kill
this
it.
Will be the year for our St. John's Parade fried chicken stand in my front yard. You should come back.
This year, I didn't get in on it soon enough because there are volunteer meetings that happen before the parade to help organize it. And I really wanted there to be a pet parade section where everyone in town could bring their pet, but they got to dress them up and go down. Because I just love seeing, you know, pets, and especially little kids that get so into it. And, you know, and now everyone could be in the parade. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. But yeah, I as you probably guessed, I didn't have the time. But yeah, that's my event for the month. I'm so excited. I feel like St. John's is one of the few neighborhoods where we get really excited when people come up and visit us.
Yeah.
I feel like other neighborhoods are like, oh my God, there's going to be a what now? A street fair? Now I can't park. But we're just like, hooray. All right, well, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, more of our top picks for May.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Moving on to one of our favorite sections, food. What are you hoping to eat and or drink this month?
Yes, I can go first on this one. I am without a doubt going to the Sugar Pine Drive-In.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know this? Do you know this spot, Julia? Oh, yeah.
I don't. Tell me about it.
It's this restaurant. It's like on the banks of the Sandy River in Troutdale. It's like 20 minutes outside of Portland. Mm-hmm. And it's a little drive-in that used to be a gas station in the 1920s. But it's like in a community park. It's been around since 2018. And it is just like the most delightful little spot for food that you can imagine. The people who own it are like Portland restaurant heavy hitters, had worked in like some of the best restaurants in Portland. They worked at Beast. They worked at Ned Ludd, if you remember that spot.
Oh, yeah,
and then they just sort of opened this little, you know, sort of drive-through carryout spot with a super small menu, but just doing like wonderful food. They have like a grilled cheese that they make in a waffle iron. And they always have some sort of like home smoked meat that they make.
Oh, goodness.
But the real star is their ice cream. They've got this like soft serve ice cream regimen that is the most Instagrammable shit I've ever seen in my life.
It's outrageous
how beautiful it is. I remember very clearly when I started seeing it on my Instagram feed, and I'm
Same.
Like, where is that?
Yeah.
It's like super good. They have vegan options too, Claudia. So for the non-dairy fans among us, you can go and
Can't eat ice cream, guys. There's a whole story, but
yeah.
Especially when I'm hiking.
Yeah. As longtime listeners might know. But yeah, absolutely my favorite. It is like the beginning of summer for me. The lines can be kind of long, and it can be kind of confusing where you order what. Like, you can get hot food at the walk-up window, but not in the drive-through. You can order hot food ahead online, but you can't order ice cream ahead online. So just do your due diligence. But, like, It is the best way to like spend a summer evening with like a beautiful soft serve ice cream sundae from the Sugar Pine Drive-In.
Yeah. Can I tell you what's so awesome about that place? It just covers so many things that Portland loves. One, we love to be outside and hike, right? But that area doesn't have a ton of food. So it was genius. And not only that, it's like the drive-through of your dreams. It's like just a foodie, you know, destination that's a drive-through in nature. Like, come on, guys.
Like right when you're getting to the gorge. It's like on the front step of the gorge.
I know. It's perfect. Ugh. It's like the thing that makes me happy to live here, that kind of stuff. You know, when you like there's certain gems where you're just like, yeah, take that, New York.
For sure.
Yeah, you're like, do you have the gorge? Can you eat delicious food while looking at the gorge? Yeah, can't, you suckers.
All right, Julia, what do you got? So I'm hoping to visit Mendelssohn's, which just so happens to be on Mississippi as well. It's this tiny little low-lit bar with an even tinier stage tucked away in the back left corner, raised 8 feet above the ground in this bar. Mm. And they are usually playing classical music, which is really sweet. Like people from the Oregon Symphony and the Salem Orchestra will come out and play little sets. But when it comes to what to order, I've really been on a martini kick lately. I had never gotten into them before.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm just the start of that journey.
I wish I could take credit.
So one of the drinks that they have on the menu right now is called Bach Talk, like back talk, but Bach, the composer. Mm. And it's an extra dirty martini with jalapeno juice and pickled jalapeno with an olive garnish, which is just right up my alley. So super excited to try that.
My mouth is watering.
Yeah.
It's 9.
Have either of you been?
Why are we talking about 9. Delicious alcohol? I hate you. Never been. No. What about you, John?
I haven't been, but I've been super curious about that spot. I remember reading, they do opera oki there, right?
Yeah, they do.
So it's
yeah,
like karaoke, right. But with opera, which could be like the best or worst thing in the world, depending on who walks up.
That's so true.
But I've always wanted to go and check out Opera Oki. I'm like, that is something I've certainly never done before.
See, that would be amazing if Commissioner Gonzalez, like, killed that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah. Throwback to last Friday's roundup.
That was my wish for him having his secret talent. We tried to figure out every commissioner's secret talent, and I was just like, John thinks it's hacky sack, which actually probably, but I think he's a really good singer, possibly operatic, and I feel like this would be the place to find out.
Yeah, let's throw him in. I will say, though, hot tip, the Siren Theater and Mendelssohn's are very close by to each other on the same street. Mm-hmm. So you could hit both in one night if you're really hoping to do it up.
And for listeners of our April guide, right across the street from the Portland Pickles Public House as well.
Yes, hit them all.
Which does not have hot dogs.
Which does not have hot dogs, as we have established.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the thing I am looking forward to, and it's usually what I look forward to, like when we're like actually in spring, is wine season, you know, going out to the actual estates, sitting outside because you can, and tasting some wine. And here's the deal. You can't go wrong. If you go to Newburgh, if you go to, you know, Gascon, if you go to like any of these regions, it's going to be awesome. The Willamette Valley has amazing wines. But I have a specific, like, here's an idea for you. And it might be a little sacrilegious because it's not in Portland. But one of my favorite wineries to go to when it's beautiful out is Loop-de-Loop. And hear me out. Loop-de-Loop is right across the river, so it's technically Washington. But it's situated in this kind of corner property where, no joke, to your left, you can see straight down the gorge, which is gorgeous. And then to your right, you have this beautiful view of Mount Hood.
No.
And they're a natural wine shop. So, like, you have to like natural wine or else this is not going to be your spot. But when the honeysuckle's out, when, like, all of their grass is, like, you know, aromatic and it's dewy and beautiful, they'll have these all-field natural wines that basically means, like, all of the grapes in their vineyard. And I swear this happened. It's awesome. You drink the wine and you can actually smell the, like, area in the wine, if that makes sense. Like, you're just like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. it's in here. And it's just such a cool experience. And I've just never had that, like, I'm not a big wine snob, but I've never had that connection before with, like, the terroir before. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, oh, that is a whole thing. You know, that's for real.
Like, fully immersive.
Yeah, it's awesome. So anyhow, loop-de-loop. I don't know. It's like kind of near White Salmon. Are you guys going to hit some wine spots this May?
I definitely want to hit loop-de-loop. I've heard so much about it, mostly from you, Claudia, but also from other people as well. My favorite winery is probably Hannah's Feast. It's in Carlton, sort of out to the west of the city. And they do, like, sort of Bordeaux-style blends, you know, sort of like old-world style wines. And yeah, I love their stuff. Their patio sort of has, like, a faux Italian villa kind of vibe to it, which is, you know, it's a little bit cheesy. They have, like, you know, nice jazz playing, but you're sitting out there looking over the vineyards and just drinking really beautiful wine.
Yeah, it's all about the views, really. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, those are some food options to check out this month. Now we're looking at what we call our hack for the month. Just like, hey, don't forget about this. You can only do this in the month of May. All right, John, you've been starting us off. You want to start us off here as well?
Yeah, I can jump in on this one. This is not a May-only thing, but I think if you haven't done it yet, this is the perfect time to do it. Get your Northwest Forest Pass. This is what you need if you're going out on summer adventures. It's honored at all of the Forest Service-operated recreation sites in Oregon and Washington. So it, like, has your registration on it, and you hang it on your rearview mirror when you're parking your car at, like, a trailhead or, like, a recreation site, and you're good to go. And it's $30 and you're covered for an entire year. So you don't have to do that thing where you get to, like, the trailhead and you're like, oh, crap, I don't have $5 to put in this little envelope. What am I going to do? I hope they don't ticket my car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's always, like, me too. Yeah, yeah.
Every time.
We've all done that. Just, like, get this forest pass. And you can get it all over the place. Like, if you happen to be by a Forest Service office, you can grab one. You can also get it online. And there's also a online map that you can look at that has them at, like, a bunch of random locations, both in Portland and across the entire region. Like, if you're headed out to Mount Hood, for instance, and you're going through Sandy, you could stop at Joe's Donut Shop or the Plaid Pantry in Sandy pick up one of these passes.
Sweet.
Julia, I looked it up. Actually, for you, the closest place would be to go to Next Adventure. You can just walk up to the counter and they'll sell you one.
Thank you.
What about us,
Claudia,
John?
For us, I hate to say it, we're probably going to have to go downtown.
Oh, no.
Which,
I mean, it's not, let me just rewind. It's
just
not
leaving St. John's.
We hate downtown. It's, we're leaving St. John's.
There's not a lot of retail locations in North Portland as of yet. But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a must do for summer around here.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's also a really cool way. Like, if you're going out with your friends, you can just be like, oh, I'll bring my forest pass.
Yeah.
And they'll all think you're, like, super cool.
Nice tip, dude.
The tip is to just be how to be more cool. Rather than
I mean, it's a good hack, like, seriously.
We'll go to the woods and then we'll go to the crematorium, you know?
You know, you could have said sugar pine, hun. You could have said super good ice cream and food. But
it's a
suspicious
combo.
I know, it's a suspicious combo. No one's going to want to go to the woods with you and then go to the crematorium, John. Julia, okay. What's your hack of the month? Aside from not going to the woods with John.
Okay, something a little more lighthearted again to save John in this conversation. So my May hack is to just get excited about eating more spring veggies. I feel like people kind of wait until the summertime to get really excited about produce, but I'm saying start now. So my partner's mom gave me a cookbook last month for my birthday that I'm really excited about, and it was written by a local chef, the owner of Ava Jean's. So he has this whole book, it's called Six Seasons, about when to eat certain vegetables throughout the year. And he has these incredible dishes throughout the book to kind of get you inspired on certain veggies. So right now, some of the vegetables that are in season are artichokes and asparagus and sugar snap peas. And two of the recipes that I'm looking at are this asparagus, walnut, and mint salad. And then there's this snap pea and crispy pork pasta, which both of those I can't wait to try.
That
but
sounds awesome.
My favorite thing about it is that he just reminds you that you don't have to be full vegetarian or vegan to enjoy vegetables. Like, you can have vegetable-inspired meals that involve meat. But all that being said, you don't need this cookbook to know what's in season. There's actually a really helpful online resource. If you go to seasonalfoodguide.org, you can search for what produce is in season in Oregon month by month, and we'll throw that link in the show notes so you can check it out.
Yeah, and also shouting out the CityCast Portland newsletter just put out a really nice guide about in-season vegetables and planting as well.
Yeah.
So if you aren't subscribed to Hey Portland, get on the website and get linked up because Rachel's putting great stuff in your inbox every day.
Woohoo!
Smooth, John.
Nice. Love it.
Professional pitch man.
Dang. Well, thanks, Julia. That is... We all need to be reminded to eat more veggies. So thank you for that. But mine was actually kind of close. It was like, hey, check out your local farmer's market. It's probably opening because I know ours is, John. So I was really excited about that. The St. Giles Farmer's Market, shout out. But I feel like we're getting to the shoulder season of being able to go to certain places when they just get too hot in Oregon, and one of them is going to the desert. And I feel like May is the perfect month to do so. And if you missed our best high desert spring, basically locations to go check out, we'll go ahead and link that show up. And you can hear Norther, our outdoors expert contributor, give us her best locations. It's something, I mean, I don't know, John, I know you've been out there, but I've never been out to the desert and I really want to go and I don't want to wait till fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and I will say I was out there in August last time I went.
How hot was it?
It was brutal. So now is definitely the right time to head out to the eastern part of the state.
Yeah, and you can also catch some like wild flowers and spring desert stuff that you just don't see, you know, even in fall. So I'm excited about that. One thing I am looking for is I want to see this crack in the ground. Everyone keeps talking about. So if you're wondering like where exactly, I'm like, I want to see this crack and I want to see it in the ground. John, you've seen it.
I love the crack in the ground. I am a crack in the ground evangelist. It's delightful.
Okay. Well, of all the things we listed, this is what we do. A little showdown. We vote for which is best. What we're all going to do together. So let's vote. Which is your favorite, you guys? Julia, John, who wants to go first?
I feel like there's no way that I can stump for the mausoleum
That's
a third
not happening,
time,
bud.
So I'm going to leave that off the list. This one is super obvious to me, and it is a no-brainer. St. John's Bazaar, St. John's Parade. I am going to be there. I might even be running a semi-illegal business off of my front porch. Y'all got to come check it out.
Oh yeah. My gosh, St. John's Bazaar, yes.
I was going to say the same thing. I think it's the obvious pick this month.
Yeah.
Well, if you're both picking it, then I have to pick it because like, yeah I mean, of course I'm going to be there.
Decided for you.
It's true. I do want to give like a little like shout out though to Sugar Pine though, because that also sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I mean, Claudia, the thing that's funny is we live at opposite ends of the route. So we could like start at my house, do the parade, go to the bazaar, and then after party at your place. What do you say?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
So down.
I say we just join that parade. All we have to do is walk and wave.
Yeah.
No one will know. What if we not only start this illegal business in your front yard, but we start an illegal CityCast Portland float in the St. John's Parade? I got glitter.
I've got a bike. I don't know. What do you need for a float?
Bike and glitter is all we need.
All right. St. John's Parade, here we come.
Good attitude.
Julie, you brought the good attitude. Someone needs to. Great. Well, we hope something we mentioned is going to spark some ideas or at least inspire you to go check out more stuff to do this May. Of course, this isn't the end-all be-all of events and things to eat and, you know, ideas of what to do this month. We'd love to hear yours. If you have any, like, hey, you guys got to check this out. You know, we do have, like John mentioned, this daily newsletter, and in it we also have events which you can pitch us, and you can go ahead and do that at portland@citycast.fm. Well, Julia, John, thank you so much for hanging out with me this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Claudia.
Thanks, Claudia.
As you might have heard on the show just now, tomorrow's episode is going to be extra special because we're compiling all of the awesome suggestions that we've been getting from everyone on how to spend our new, very real holiday, 503 Day. And we have ideas from city leaders, regular contributors, and listeners like Sarah from Brentwood Darlington, who called in today about her plans.
Listening to today's episode, and I finally came up with something for 503 Day. So I've lived in Portland for 30 years, and the things my husband and I used to do 30 years ago, you know, are just different. Things are gone. But 1 year on our anniversary, we did like a Portland reminiscence tour, and we went to all the cool places that we used to go when we first moved to Portland, like Stumptown, Escape from New York Pizza on 23rd, and just other little places. So that's what I think people should do on 503 Day. I think they, no matter how long they've been in Portland, I think it should be an individual holiday, and people should go back and think of the things that they loved about Portland when they first moved here and do those things and make a little tour, and maybe they can like hashtag it and post it on Instagram or whatever. And also, I just think that's a cool day because it's also my grandmother and my mother had the same birthday. They're both gone now, and that was their birthday, 5/3. So anyways, thanks for being an awesome podcast and giving us serious stuff, but also making it fun and cool too. Love you. Bye.
Sarah from Brentwood, Darlington, we love you too. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave us a message. A Portland reminiscence tour sounds amazing. And we hope that you and everyone else tunes in tomorrow for our special 503 Day Eve show. Well, that's all for today here on CityCast Portland. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more from around the city. Until then, see you at Slim's.